back today.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Oh, we're smiling, all right, folks.
When you're laughing.
We jump right from winter to summer. Spring, spring schming, right? It's we go from a kind of a chilly, cool weekend to what, 93 by some estimates today?
Spring beyond sprung.
Holy Buck, it's What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody, I'm Scott Hinnon, along with...
I'm Steve Bakken.
And we want to know what's on your mind. Also want to welcome our listeners on 910 KCJB. They have officially joined the What's on Your Mind network as of today for this brand new radio program that part of our family of affiliates led by K-Fire 550 in Bismarck, 910 KCJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo-Moorhead, and the two Bakken stations, 1090 KTGO and 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, make up the What's on Your Mind network. So we're here every day asking a very simple question, what's on your mind? And you can answer by calling us at 800-228-0550. I'm guessing, folks, you're a train whistle and maybe a...
maybe a siren.
A siren, and they're wondering, what is that noise?
Because we're outside today. That's beautiful. I've been outside two shows in a row now, because I was at Fish Fest at Shields, which was a great event for Bismarck, and then and of course Shields runs those all over the entire state, all their locations up in the upper Midwest, and then today we're here at this beautiful event for Bobcat. I do want to tell our friends up in Minot with KCJB, though, that if you are listening, a little preface for the show is this is about your thoughts and your concerns. It is what's on your mind, and we're going to task you to hold us to that. We do want to know what's on your mind. The show's not about Scott Hannon or myself, Steve Bakken. The show's about Central and Western North Dakota, all of North Dakota, the Upper Midwest, and the concerns that we have here living in this region.
And Steve and I have been at this now for a little better than a month, and as we mentioned, the network expanded as of Monday, and now expands again today with KCJB. So it's been a lot of fun. I mean, we're learning a lot from all across the Northern Plains, thanks to this vast audience, so it's lots of fun. Steve mentioned we are at Bobcat today, and by the way, here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550. That's how you tell us what's on your mind, by calling us at 800-228-0550. You know what's on my mind today, Steve?
What's on your mind, Scott?
I can't decide what's a bigger deal in North Dakota. Is it energy? I mean, that's certainly the story that is getting nationwide and really worldwide attention, specifically oil development. But energy has been a big deal in North Dakota for a lot of years with coal and, a wind leader, growing, wind state. There's also, biofuels. They're a big deal here. So we've got a robust energy economy.
That ties back into agriculture.
It does, yeah. So there's, and certainly ag has been, as long as North Dakota has been a state. Before North Dakota was a state, agriculture has been a big part of our success. And so here's where I need a little help from the audience. Last week we were wondering whether the fishing was better in North Dakota or Minnesota. And today it's pick your favorite part of the economy in North Dakota. Is it energy? Is it agriculture? Is it manufacturing? We're here today at an expansion of the Bobcat facility. They're actually breaking ground today on an acceleration center. And Senator Heitkamp, Senator Hoven, Governor Dalrymple, Congressman Kramer, the mayor of Bismarck, John Warford, are all moments from now getting ready to do a little groundbreaking, make a couple of comments about this acceleration center, which will bring 135 positions in total. But there's an example of a manufacturing success, of which there is a lot of in North Dakota.
Hey, the other piece of that, too, is tourism. You know, we have some of the best fishing and outdoor opportunities in the entire state, whether it's fishing, hunting, just getting out, hiking, camping. That is another big piece of the economic engine for North Dakota. But I think it takes all four of those pieces and a lot of other little pieces, little ancillary pieces to come together and push forward with North Dakota's economy. Before we get to my what's on my mind, let's ask Bob. Bob, what's on your mind today concerning gay marriage, separation of church and state? Where are you going with this, Bob?
Hi, guys. Good morning. Love the show. Yeah, before I make that comment real quick, I would say energy first, agriculture second, because our energy possibilities that we have in North Dakota not only benefit North Dakota very, very much, but also could have a very good benefit on our nation, and we could be the spearhead for that. So, about the gay marriage issue, you know, there's been some Facebook comments and things like that about the, no, it's none of our business. We should just let them do it, you know, if they want to do that, and let the government decide it's legal. But my comment is that marriage has always been a religious and spiritual thing. It's a recording history, recording dawn of history. So it's never been a governmental thing. So if the government gets involved and passes this gay marriage and homosexual marriage issues, whether at the federal level or the state level, they are, in effect, going against the separation of church and state, because then they will be forcing pastors and priests to perform ceremony, marriage ceremonies, going against their religious beliefs. So there you almost have a mini theocracy happening. They should just stay out of it, leave marriage the way it is between one man and one woman. The government has no business making a call on this. It's always been a religious and spiritual activity or event, whatever you want to call it. To me, that's a violation of separation of church and state. You can't redefine marriage.
You know,
I mean,
Steve,
where's it going there?
First of all, I agree with Bob, and that's what's happening. Minnesota just did it, passed the House. The Senate is supposed to pass it. The governor is going to sign it this week, and it will become the law of the land in Minnesota. But whether it's there or any of the other 12 states that it's happened, it is about a redefinition of what constitutes a marriage. Now,
violation of church and state.
Yeah, but now you've made the argument all along, Steve, that, hey, keep the government out of it. He's making the case that the government is, in fact, getting involved.
See, I'm a firm advocate that the government doesn't belong in the abortion issue. The government doesn't belong in the gay marriage issue. The government doesn't belong in a lot of issues that we have in our lives. Bob, tell me this. Would you be for a civil union? You know, to me, the term marriage is a construct. To me, the term marriage is a construct of your religious, your faith. That's a religious application. I don't
absolutely
care what you call it. I think there should be a civil union, though.
I would, you know, my personal moral beliefs between me and my God are it's an abomination. However, that said, you know, a civil union is one thing. That's between a local civil, you know, the courthouse or whatever. But when you start dealing with marriage and pastors and priests and the church, now, you know, the Bible says, make no mistake, God will not be mocked. And that's mocking his word and mocking nature, you know. Male and female fish, birds, insects, plant, male and female plants. It's always been male and female. If they want to have civil union, that's, you know, I'm not going to say it's okay with me, but that would be better than trying to call this a homosexual marriage with a marriage license for the pastor and a priest and get that involved, because they have no business doing that, because that violates the separation of church and state.
Bob, thanks for the call. Appreciate your comments very much, and we'll ask others to weigh in as well at 800-228-0550. Thank you. Appreciate it very much. So what do you think of Minnesota doing what they've done?
Yeah, Senate votes on it today.
They do, 12 noon. Yeah, and the governor will sign it. So it will be the law in Minnesota. We have our Facebook page is exploding with comments on it. By the way, we welcome your participation in our online community. If you go to whatsonyourmindradio.com, there's easy links to both Facebook as well as our Twitter account. And you can follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook and weigh in on these issues the 22 hours we're not on the air. What do you think of Minnesota doing what they're doing?
Good for them. I don't know if you should call it marriage. I would balk at that a little bit, but there should be some sort of a civil union. The other side of that is when you start to...
Just one sec there, Steve. That's not good enough for the activist community. They want to redefine the definition of marriage. I think what you're saying, and quite honestly, I'm saying the same thing. In a free country, if folks choose to engage in a same-sex marriage, I think that is it's a small percentage of folks. It's not something we should spend our time spinning our wheels over. However,
if I don't like the color blue and I want to redefine the color blue as purple, does that make any sense?
It doesn't make any sense.
No. Should somebody have the right to do that?
It also doesn't matter. I think quite honestly, a state saying, okay, we're going to change the definition of marriage is a big deal.
It is.
It's a really big deal, and that's what Minnesota's doing.
Yeah, see, marriage is a religious constraint, and I don't think that has a place in government. Just it all comes back to less government, less government, less government. And I'm a big supporter of less government. From the religious side of that, though, if you start going back to Bob's point a little bit, if you start discussing within the parameters of, well, God will judge, it's like, well, yeah, you're right. Your God will judge. That's between you and your God. I don't think we, as a society, have a right to judge, because that's not our job.
You know, Minnesota's legislative session has been a bit of a train wreck. I know some there is some debate.
And people pointed fingers at ours.
Yeah, over whether enough was done in North Dakota. But I'll tell you what, it wasn't dominated by guns. Gay marriage and higher taxes, but Minnesota's was. If we sound like we have our golf voices on today, it's not because we're watching Tiger Woods and Sergio Garcia face off. But the ceremony is underway here at Bobcat in Bismarck, and we're going to hear from some of the folks that are participating in this coming up.
You know, and that's coming from a state that's broke, and we're not.
No kidding.
They had bigger issues, and they did not address those.
Short break, back with more on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 to weigh in.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey friends, it's Scott Hannon here to tell you about one of my favorite places in the world. We're talking about Chase on the Lake Resort, one of the premier resorts in Minnesota, on the third biggest lake in Minnesota. Some great walleye fishing. That's Leech Lake, located in a sleepy little Norman Rockwell-like community, Walker, Minnesota. What's not to love? Hey, it gets better. This fabulous resort with everything from three-bedroom condos on down to beautiful, beautiful rooms in their lodge, $69 a night, any room, any night, now till May 23rd, if you use the promo code SCOTT. Go to chaseonthelake.com. You can take a tour. You'll see the restaurant, the bar, the Comprador Aveda Spa. You'll see these facilities, the lodging. It is absolutely incredible. And if you go to chasecondosales.com, you can own a piece of the Chase starting at $150,000. No mowing. None of the hassles. They'll fill the boat with gas. They'll put the dock out. ChaseCondosales.com. It starts at $150,000. Check it all out. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Soybeans. North Dakota soybeans. Did you know soybean production has expanded to the west and the north in our state over the last decade? There's now 6,000 soybean producers in North Dakota, contributing to a checkoff program. And that investment is paying significant dividends in the areas of research, domestic and international marketing, promotion and education. Through the involvement of both the North Dakota Soybean Council and the association, you receive timely and accurate news and information of value and your pulse on the programs underway to help you become more successful and profitable. Find out more at ndsoybean.org. ndsoybean.org. Subscribe to the North Dakota Soybean Grower and find out more about the North Dakota Soybean Council. Better opportunities, delivering you valuable news and information to North Dakota's soybean producers and all of North Dakota's agriculture community. Check out their website, ndsoybean.org, for more. ndsoybean.org.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Our golf voices today. Speaking here, we're out of Bobcat today. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. If you'd like to call the show, we'd like to know what's on your mind. Scott, one of the things on my mind today over the weekend, it kind of got buried with both the IRS news coming out, targeting conservative groups.
Wasn't that bizarre?
Yeah, that was just weird. And
my favorite part of that was the head of the IRS said she didn't do math well. Kind of scares me, given that our return is in the hands of the IRS. But yeah, the Inspector General report said that the IRS was targeting conservative groups that criticize government. So that one's been a bit of a bombshell. Michelle Bachmann, who's a congresswoman from Minnesota, said that she's pretty sure that story got out. Because they want to change the story from Benghazi. So I don't know if you agree on that or not, but let us know. 800-228-0550. But that wasn't what was on your mind, was it?
No, actually it wasn't. But I think that story, as well as the Benghazi story continuing, kind of buried some of the things in the news. We're losing a newswoman, a pioneering newswoman. Started her career back in 1961 on NBC's Today Show. Barbara Walters, longtime...
I'm not shedding a tear.
I know you're not.
Are you?
From a history standpoint,
I'll give you that.
She's got a place in the pantheon of reporters now. Whether or not it was all, how do you define a reporter? Whether it's news or the fluff stuff, she did cover it all. And you have to admit it is an iconic career.
Yeah. The View, you know, what's weird about it, how could we be critical of The View, because it really is talk radio on TV, right? It's a bunch of different opinions, and I don't know, they seem to have given talk TV a bad name. Let's go to the phones. We are live, by the way, in Bismarck today for the groundbreaking of a new acceleration plant. We're going to find out more about this Bobcat Acceleration Center. Right now, the reason we have our golf voices going is because the mayor of Bismarck, John Warford, is speaking. Senator Hoeven will speak soon, Senator Heitkamp, and Congressman Kramer. And by the way, Senators Heitkamp and Hoeven will join us along with the president of Bobcat, Rich Goldsberry, to talk about this big news in North Dakota today. In the meantime, we want to know what's on your mind, and let's go to
Terry.
Terry's next up. Hey, Terry, you're on. What's on your mind?
Good morning. A couple comments on the gay marriage thing and just that issue in general, maybe some of the libertarian type issues. Our Constitution was written for moral and religious people. When we get away from the basic foundations of our country, and I'm a Mr. Limited Government guy for those who know me, but when we get away from the basics, it's not going to work. And what I find interesting, and I have a lot of libertarian friends, I wish, because I'm in agreement with a lot of what they believe in, I wish we spent more time talking about eliminating Social Security, and I can go on and on, probably about 70% of the federal government. I could talk about what our state just did as far as increasing spending 30%, which is absurd, and what they're doing. So I'm just concerned that I think for people to just say morality could be put away and it has no effect on our country, our founding fathers didn't believe that, and I don't believe it either.
Terry, then what is your answer for a gay marriage or some sort of civil union? What do you propose? What is the answer?
They can do whatever they want, but when you sanction it as the government, and then it goes down even into the tax code and everything else, okay, if gay marriage is okay, why can't I have three wives? Who are you to judge me?
First of all, why would you want three wives? Well, that's coming from somebody who's single.
I get the joke. I set myself up. But you see my point. Once we go, if it's not a man and a woman, then it's anything. And the classic example that went around the talk radio circuits, it was a dying father marries his son. No more estate tax. He gets out of all those taxes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
The point is, if we don't have a standard, if we don't have a belief, if we don't have a foundation, what do we have?
Good points, Terry. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Let's go next to John in Bismarck. John, you're on What's On Your Mind. Let us know.
Yes, I was listening to the former caller, and I agree wholeheartedly with most of what he said. I was going to say the same thing. And you go into the history of the United States, and you go into there was no problems with the marriage or anything else. what happened was is that the Communist Manifesto was invoked, and they started taking and putting the graduated income tax, which is part of this, and then those of us who were married were given exemptions for children. And apparently, you got people that disagree with a lot of this, so they all of a sudden want their union so they can get their tax exemption from the federal income tax. So, yeah, the best thing you could do is get rid of the federal income tax and get some other form of income tax, go back to marriage between man and woman. And go back to having your country the way it was founded.
Do you think that's what it's about, John? Do you think, sir, I mean, you don't think the push is financial in nature, isn't it?
No, it is financial. That's what they're trying to do. That's why they're trying to do it.
I don't think so. I'm not dismissing your opinion. My thought is it's more about wanting a redefinition of marriage, to say, hey, marriage is whatever they deem it to be. In this case, same sex couples, rather than it be, hey, I want a more favorable treatment in my tax return. Don't you think, their identity?
Many years ago, when I was, many people wanted who were married and have children. Now, wanted to get out from underneath the federal government and as well as the state government and have their children free from the marriage contract, because the marriage contract binds the children to some extent to the state, whatever state that they take this marriage contract out at. Well, I mean, there's many ways you can go with this, So the marriage contract is helping children who have to be taken care of, and gives some state some say so, not making it obituary or anything like that.
John, thank you for your comments. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you'd like to call the show, we want to know what's on your mind. You know, one of the other sides of that, too, though, Scott, is end-of-life decisions. And that's a big loophole when it comes to having a partner.
I think there's a way to fix all that.
I think there is, too.
The hospital visitation, the financial records, as you say, having health care directives or living wills or whatever. I mean, that to me,
Before we hit the break, one more call. Karen, what's on your mind?
First, I'd like to thank Senator Heitkamp for voting against the first gun control bill. What are the details of Senator Hovind's gun control bill that he's putting together?
You know, that I'm not aware of right now, but we'll have an opportunity to ask him.
I think you might be talking about the one he's doing in concert with Senator John Thune.
Yes.
He's going to be here in just a little bit. So we'll ask him about that. We'll ask Senator Heitkamp. She'll be joining us as well. She's speaking right now, as a matter of fact, at the Bobcat Acceleration Center groundbreaking ceremony. We're in Bismarck today, and more of What's on Your Mind straight ahead. Karen, thanks for the call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550.
Hard-working trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brand. Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, nelsonfergusfalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of three truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot. Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime, nelsonfergusfalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bonkett. I'm Scott Hannon. 800-228-0550. Tell us what's on your mind. We're live from the groundbreaking for the Bobcat Acceleration Center. The comments of Congressman Kramer about to wrap up. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, Senator Hovind, Mayor John Warford of Bismarck, Governor Dalrymple, and the president of Bobcat, Rich Goldsberry, have all participated. And they'll be turning some dirt with Bobcat machines and shovels and everything else here. And then we'll chat with Senators Heitkamp, Senator Hovind, as well as the president of Bobcat, Rich Goldsberry, about this momentous day for manufacturing in North Dakota.
It's all about the toys.
We like the toys,
don't we? It's all about the toys.
Yeah, we'll get up there, take a little tool around. Let's go to Judith in Minot. Judith, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, about gay marriage. Marriage has long historically been about financial transactions as a way to acquire property or allies in war and what have you. So a financial angle is nothing new. Also, priests and pastors are not forced to marry anybody they don't want to. A lot of priests have refused to marry heterosexual couples because maybe one was divorced or they didn't feel they had converted to Catholicism properly. So priests and pastors don't have to marry anyone they don't want to. And furthermore, there have been some priests and pastors who for years have performed gay marriages, even though those were not legal and not legally binding. A priest or a pastor has a great deal of latitude in who they choose to marry and who they don't, and the government has no say over it, and that this won't change that.
Well, in Minnesota, you're right, it will not. I guess it depends on the legislation in the 12 states, and I know there have been...
No, I don't think it does. I think that's pretty much... nationwide, that priests can pick who they choose.
I've seen some examples of lawsuits that have started in other states, though, as a result.
Well, there may have been lawsuits, but that's because the priest or pastor chose not to perform the marriage ceremony, right?
Right, but I mean, aren't you saying that they should have the right to do that?
And they do.
Right, but then why is there a court challenge? That's why I'm saying. Now, here's how Minnesota worded theirs, Judith. The legislation includes language to protect religious institutions from being forced to perform marriages between same-sex couples and lets religiously affiliated groups refuse business related to same-sex wedding receptions based on religious objections. So I think what Minnesota did is look at what's happened in some other states and put in language specifically doing exactly what you've suggested.
I don't know, but I have known of priests who refused to marry a heterosexual couple because they didn't feel one was sufficiently Catholic and didn't get in any trouble over it. And so far as I know, there is no way the government can force a priest or pastor to perform a religious ceremony.
Well, I hope
now,
not, Jesus, because that goes back to convictions.
And clerks to the court and judges and whatnot may have a little more difficulty over that.
Judith,
but priests and pastors are exempt.
Thanks for your call, Judith. We got to get on to the next caller. Tim, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, guys. Talking about that guy talking about the income tax part of benefit of being married. Yeah, I'm against that. I think everybody should, just like it says on the top of the form there, individual income tax. And there shouldn't be any benefit to being married. As far as the kids go for deductions, up to two. Well, if you're married to a woman and she don't have a job, you shouldn't be able to claim no more than a dependent for her. Not the same amount of tax deductions as you do for the guy that's making the money.
Well, where that topic came up, Tim, was the question of whether or not that is the push behind this. In other words, is it financial? I don't believe it is. I don't think folks are saying, I want, you know, I don't, if you listen to the arguments, you know, I think it's more about wanting a redefinition of what constitutes marriage rather than the financial side. But appreciate your call. Others waiting. Margie.
Well, wait, I want to have more to say a little bit about
okay.
this.
Okay, go ahead,
and
Tim.
And besides that, talking about a civil union or a marriage, when they break up, you find out right away they are nothing but a civil binding contract. They don't mention anything about Christ or God or nothing about nobody taking any vows or nothing. No, they don't. It's what's left. And if your wife dies or you die, she's got to prove you're dead legally, you know. So as far as God having anything to do with any marriages anymore, once the state's got its license in it, that's just words and well used, you know. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate the call. Who's next, Steve?
Margie, what's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, hi. I'm calling, too, about this marriage. And I had one subject, and then the lady before this gentleman said something about a priest refusing to marry a male and a female. I think she better study her Catholic Catholicism and find out the reason why that would be. But going back to the marriage thing, I have been reading quite a bit about this, and I have found some fantastic articles. And I think one of the biggest points that I found that I like to express anymore that most people don't talk about, and that is two men and two women cannot perform intercourse the way to fit. God made a man and he made a woman and he made it for the exact purpose of having children and enjoying each other's body as one.
Be fruitful and to multiply. I've always said that. I think one of the strongest arguments for marriage being defined just as it is through generations from the beginning of time is because of families, right? Because without it, I completely agree with you.
Yeah, and when we say that a traditional marriage, a man and a woman marriage, is not necessary between a man and a woman, what are we saying to the children that become of that marriage? We are saying it's not important. You are not important. Us being able to fulfill what we consider a deviant sexual style is more important than us being able to reproduce in the way that God intended us to reproduce. It goes against all nature.
Margie, by that argument then with nature, then that portion of nature will die out by definition.
Well, absolutely.
So then why are there gay and lesbian people?
That's right. If there's more, if that is going to become the norm. Who's going to make these babies? Who's going to continue on in the race? One is going, they're going to be like a stud horse on a farm.
Margie, before we get to too many more birds and bees examples here, I think we better move on. But we certainly take your point. Appreciate the call very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Margie.
Yes, 800-228-0550. A couple of calls that have come in off the air. I guess Bob is next to go. Bob wanted to weigh in on this topic. You're next on What's on Your Mind, Bob. Go ahead. Aaron, do we have Bob ready to roll? No, Bob, that was a recorded call, I think, that came in earlier. Aaron? All right, here we go.
Hi, this is Bob. I would like to make a comment in regards to some of the Facebook comments and some of the on-air and off-air comments that's been made about the homosexual marriage movement. And some of the people are saying that, you know, the federal government, you know, they should just stay out of it and go ahead and just, you know, if people, a small group of people, homosexuals, want to get married, that they should go ahead and approve that and this and that and stay out of it. It's none of their, but you know something? If they stop, I want to educate them for a minute. If they stop and think about it, marriage has never been a government thing. Marriage has always been a religious and spiritual thing. Since the beginning of recorded history, marriage has been between it's a spiritual and religious thing. The marriage ceremony is performed by priests and pastors and things of that nature. So if the government gets involved, federal or local or state, and go ahead and redefines marriage and makes a ruling either way, particularly if they make a ruling for same-sex marriage, they are, in effect, going against the separation of church and state, and they are, in effect, getting involved and doing this action is what the people, if they don't want the government involved, but if they make a ruling, you follow me, if they make a ruling for same-sex marriage, they are, in effect, forcing Catholic priests, pastors, and to go against their religious beliefs. So they are, in effect, going against the separation of church and state. The federal government and state government should stay out of it completely, and they should leave it the way it's always been. Marriage is between one man and one woman. It's never been a governmental thing. Marriage institutions has always been a spiritual and religious thing. Thank you.
Bob, thanks for the call. 800-228-0550. I think, I forget who it was earlier, made the point that there had not been issues in other states with various religious orders being forced to a marriage based on the law changing in the state. And I forget where that has happened. I think Massachusetts is where I recall a number of lawsuits in that regard. And I think that goes to your point. That's the danger of going down the path of saying we're going to redefine marriage. Personally, I've talked about this before, but I have a sister who's gay, so I have a personal side of this, and she and I have talked about this at length. She respects my view to say, hey, marriage should always be defined as being between one man and one woman. Now, that doesn't mean if someone in the United States of America chooses to engage in a same-sex relationship, they ought not have some benefits, like, for instance, being able to have a civil union solves all this. Really, all the things that are the arguments in favor of redefining marriage, you can fix without redefining marriage. That's what really is, I think, more than anything, sort of the, what am I trying to say here, Steve? I think it exposes the agenda for what it is. And the agenda is to redefine marriage. It's not about fixing problems like, wait a minute, if I am involved in a same-sex marriage and I have a spouse that is going through all kinds of health troubles, I want to be able to actively participate in the decisions on her choices, of course, right? Financially, we want to be able to share bank accounts and everything else like a married couple would, of course. I think there's a lot of things that can be taken care of without redefining marriage. All right, sounds like we need to take a break. We'll come back and tell you about the Bobcat Company Acceleration Center, 135 new positions and $20 million in new construction. We're in Bismarck today for that celebration. Senator Heidi Heitkamp will talk about it when we come back. Senator Hovind later in the program and the president of Bobcat, too. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUontheRoad.org. CU as in credit union on the road.org and on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it kills skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. That's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up. We'll refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We are back in Bismarck. Big news today. Bobcat Company announcing a $20 million expansion to create innovation, testing, and technology facility. And one of the dignitaries throwing a little dirt, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who joins Steve and I now. How was the shovel, Heidi?
I was going to say, little dirt. You know, Hovind and I were cutting through the sod, and I said, it's pretty dry here. You know, so you can't put a shovel to the ground and not think about this crop season. So
need a little rain, that,
yeah,
especially
sure
with
do.
This late start. We need a little jump on those crops.
Not only that, but think about today if it's 90 degrees with 30 mile an hour wind. It'll suck it right
Glad
out
we're doing
soil.
This morning, aren't you?
Yeah.
But it is big news, isn't it? We were just talking about off the air,
Absolutely.
But this really is a big step in keeping 2,000 Bobcat jobs in the great state of North Dakota.
And I think sometimes, you know, people wonder how much did politicians really play a role. But I tell you, I think those immediate relationships that the entire congressional delegation, Kent Byron were there, Earl, you know, John Hoeven as governor, the mayor, you know, everybody put the shoulder to the wheel and pushed, and I think created the relationships that ended up resulting in this innovation right here in North Dakota. So congratulations to them.
Speaking of putting the shoulder to the wheel and pushing, you've been pushing back a little bit, and I want to give you kudos on standing up for the Second Amendment and that heritage that we have here in North Dakota. You've been getting a lot of heat nationally, and you were just telling me Letterman took some pot shots at you on Friday night, but thank you. How difficult is it standing up against the majority of the Democratic Party to stand for those gun issues in North Dakota and the Second Amendment?
You know, I just keep remembering you know, focusing on what we said during the campaign. You know, this isn't about Democrats and Republicans. This is about representing North Dakotans. Now, there are some North Dakotans who are also disappointed in the vote, but I think my judgment, if people say, 95% of North Dakotans disagree with your vote, I said, I don't know where you got that number. I don't believe that number. In fact, I'm pretty sure that the vast majority of North Dakotans believe that we don't need any more new gun regulation. And it's really important to constantly remind people that North Dakota has one of the highest rates of gun ownership in the country and the lowest rates of gun violence.
I want to tackle a couple other topics. The Farm Bill is obviously something that, speaking of the campaign, was a big issue there and continues to be. Congressman Kramer tells us that the leadership's going to allow a vote in the House side now. Where is it at in the Senate? How far away are we from a Farm Bill?
What I think is both committees are going to mark up this week, which means that they're going to amend the bills that have been introduced, and our chairwoman is working to get this on the floor very soon. So I'm thinking late May, early June, we're going to actually have floor votes. It's going to depend on how many amendments, because that's the process. We'll see what happens over in the House. But my great hope is that for just once, just one bright moment, the United States Congress can do something before it has to do it. You know, that we actually can get
Good
a farm bill.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, what's even funnier about that is we're already a year away from when we should have done a farm bill. But let's prove that we can actually do it before we're again looking at another extension.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We're talking with Senator Heidi Heitkamp. One of the topics that came up last week with a lot of listeners, especially here in North Dakota, are the concerns over online taxes, and the taxes, sales tax for online. What's your position on that, if you'd restate that, and why you're supporting that position?
Well, I mean, back in the late 1980s and early 1990s, I had North Dakota retailers, good North Dakota bricks and mortar companies, coming to me saying, we cannot survive this competition. What did they mean? Catalogs were coming, floating into the state. Catalogs were making a huge difference. So people would go to the local bricks and mortar, the people who advertise honestly on your show.
God bless them.
And I know. And they would go there and they would say, oh, I like that wallpaper, and then go home and order it in a magazine or order it out of a catalog. And so I've been on this issue. In fact, the case that everyone talks about, the Quill case, was a case that I brought when I was tax commissioner. And this has been this has become even a bigger problem for Main Street business as sales tax rates go higher and higher as the base dwindles, because you see more and more internet sales. Right now, Amazon already charges sales tax in North Dakota. The companies that have less than $1 million in gross remote sales will not have any collection obligation. So we've really, in terms of the internet startup companies that we have in North Dakota, the only way they get hit with a collection obligation is if the taxes or if the gross sales are $1 million or over. So we aren't talking about small moms and pops. For those folks who say, well, I don't want to pay the tax, I tell you, you already owe it. You owe the use tax. that should be something that you should pay already, and that the collection is what we're trying to ease up, make it easier for you to pay that tax that you already owe.
Steve mentioned we've gotten a lot of calls on that. I would say it's 7-1 against it, saying, uh-huh. Hey, we pay enough in taxes. We don't want to give any more in taxes, regardless of the fairness argument. How about your calls? Are you getting a lot of calls on this issue?
You know, we got a lot of calls that were favorable towards this until eBay kind of cranked up the star making machinery, and then we started getting a lot of calls. Not a lot of calls in state. And this is what I would say. People say, well, I don't want to pay any more taxes. These are taxes that are already owed. And this has been a bipartisan issue. John Hovind supports it as I do, because it really is. And all those people who call, I'd say, you know, let's assume that you're working next to a worker, and that worker doesn't have to pay any kind of North Dakota income tax. Is that fair to you? And that's exactly what the truth is for very many North Dakota retailers.
We don't have enough time.
Yeah, one quick caller. Greg wants to ask you a question. Greg, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, am I talking to High Camp or not so much?
You're talking to High Camp, but you have literally 10 seconds to say hi, Greg. How about that?
Hi.
Hi, Greg.
We'll save your call for next time, Greg. We're up against the break. We don't have a choice. Heidi, thanks for stopping.
Thanks so much. Farm bill this week.
Big week. Back with more after this. Don't go away.
These messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse,
social unrest,
natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It
improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.